Hi, John.
Hey, Luca. So,
So I looked myself up, and I went to Ngrams and had a look, and I registered as some absolutely microscopic signal. I can't remember, but it was like 0.0001%, and I'm not sure how one goes from that to the milli Darwin.
Millie Darwin is a Darwin is the average frequency of the name Charles Darwin.
Cool.
Between the year when he was 30 years old and the year 2000. That is
I
equal
see.
to, so it's an average frequency. So everyone is normalized to Darwin.
Okay. This is all really wonderful.
So how does it feel to be a 0.1 milli Darwin man?
Oh, all Millie Darwin's gratefully accepted.
Do you feel like you're well known or somehow recognized by name?
No, not particularly. I'm always surprised when people have, in fact, heard of me. And I'm always surprised where that happens. It's in odd communities, like, for example, more chemists seem to have heard of my work than, for example, either biologists or physicists. I think chemists are interested in smell because they make them. Every bit of fame and notoriety, no matter how small, no matter what Millie Darwin level, always carries with it a degree of bad news, chiefly in the form of irritation of others, possibly envy, and the like. But as a colleague of mine once said, the only way you have no enemies is if you're a nobody.